With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. Senate Ag Committee Chair John Bozeman has released updated legislative text for what he's calling Farm Bill 2.0, that ahead of a committee markup scheduled for Wednesday. The revised proposal would authorize year-round nationwide sales of E15 gasoline and extend the timeline for states to improve administration of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. Bozeman says the legislation is designed to help farmers, ranchers, foresters, and rural communities facing ongoing economic challenges. He says the proposal reflects ideas from both political parties while strengthening the nation's food security. The Senate Ag Committee will begin marking up the bill Wednesday morning. Committee staff have also released a section-by-section summary and bill overview as lawmakers continue working to advance a long-delayed farm bill that still faces significant Democratic opposition. The value of America's cropland has reached a new milestone. According to the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, the average value of U.S. cropland has climbed above $6,000 per acre for the first time. The report says farmland values have continued rising since 2021, despite weaker farm income and tighter profit margins. Analyst credit, limited land available for sale, strong farm balance sheets, and continued investor interest in agricultural real estate. University of Illinois economists say higher production costs and lower commodity prices have pressured farm profitability. However, land values have remained resilient because many owners are choosing to hold on to their property. Economists caution that higher interest rates and weaker crop returns could slow future appreciation, although farmland continues to be viewed as one of agriculture's strongest long-term investments. The American Farmland Trust has launched its annual America's Farmers Market Celebration, a nationwide competition recognizing farmers markets and their contributions to local agriculture. The event runs through September 30th, giving consumers the opportunity to vote online for their favorite farmers markets. The nonprofit says the top 10 markets nationwide will share $15,000 in prize money, with additional awards recognizing outstanding state and regional markets. American Farmland Trust President John Piotti says farmers markets play a vital role by helping farm families earn income while strengthening local food systems and community connections. The organization says its online directory now includes more than 7,000 farmers markets across the country, making it easier for consumers to find and support local agriculture. The American Farm Bureau Federation is applauding the Senate Agriculture Committee's decision to move forward with a new farm bill. Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall praised Chairman John Bozeman for releasing updated legislative text and scheduling a committee markup this week. Duvall says the proposal represents an important step towards modernizing farm policy and providing much-needed certainty for America's farmers and ranchers. According to Farm Bureau, the legislation would authorize year-round sales of E15 gasoline, increase investments in specialty crops, and address agricultural input price volatility. Duvall also urged Congress to provide additional economic assistance for producers, noting the country has lost approximately 200,000 farms over the past decade. He called on lawmakers to approve the legislation and move it to the full Senate for consideration. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.